Are you connected to the vine of Christ and His church? Father Hollowell, and this is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and Jesus talks in the gospel today about remaining attached to Jesus and the church, and because Jesus and the church are the true vine. And I think, again, it's a beautiful image, right, that Jesus continues to nourish us through the sacraments, particularly through His body and blood, if we remain connected to Him, just as a vine feeds all the branches and everything, and that's the way that the ends of the branches receive nutrition. So in an infinitely greater way, if we're connected to the church and to Jesus, He will nourish us through the Eucharist and allow us to continue to flower and flourish. And so, again, I think it's just important for us to ask, you know, are we connected to the church? Are we connected to the vine of the church and Jesus? And if we are we receiving a regular nutrition? And I think, again, also it's important just to say that we need to be receiving the Eucharist in a state of grace as much as possible. And so one important other sacrament is the sacrament of reconciliation or confession. So that's a lot of times I go at least once a month, if not twice a month, just because I want to make sure that I'm able to receive the Eucharist in a state of grace. So again, I think it's important that we ask ourselves, are we connected to the Eucharist? Are we connected to the vine of the church and Jesus? And also, are we receiving the nutrition that we need in a state of grace? And so again, confessions are offered all over the county, every day. And so again, if you are feeling like you're not worthy to receive the Eucharist, please go to confession as soon as possible. We love hearing confessions. We love absolving people of their sins, and so that you can receive the Eucharist in a state of grace. So again, there's some questions down below the video if you'd like to talk about them with your group and know of our prayers.